Welcome to Awakening Matters with your host, Cynthia Sloan. This show is about illuminating the very real truth. We all have gifts to offer, and we are born with them. With that said, today's very special guest is myself. I'm very excited and happy because I put a message out there to the universe and to all kinds of people that if they would like me to address matters, questions, matters of importance, to please send those questions to me via email or text, which you certainly can still do throughout the body of work of the show. If you want to send me a question via text, you can call, or text rather, 503-347-6766. Again, to text question, call 503-347-6766. And if you'd like to email me a question, you can do so as well at cyns999@gmail.com. Once again, C as in cat, Y, N, S as in Sam, 999@gmail.com. I invite you to do so if you feel that it resonates with you, feel called to. And please know that if I don't get to your question on this show, I will get to it on my next show 2 weeks from today. So welcome, everyone. I am delighted to be here. Also know that you can call in and pose a question. This is very much my show is very much about awakening matters, and that includes you. It does not exclude you, and that means your voice matters. So feel free to call in toll free. The number is 888-627-6008. Again, toll free, 888-627-6008. Or locally, 530-327-7602. Again, the local number, 530-327-7602. So, I am so grateful because I got tons of questions posed, and I'm not surprised, however, that many of the questions were the same in different formats, but addressed the same issues. So let me go ahead and get started. One of the first questions was about headaches, humanity and individuals having headaches, not feeling like themselves, feeling lethargic, up and down in their emotions. And that is certainly a shared experience, one or all of the above. And that experience right now is worldly. It's just, it's not for one individual or many, it's worldly. I can say that from a perspective that my clients span the globe, and so I talk to individuals all over, and they share similar complaints and feelings. So let's talk about the mass consciousness as you being a part of the mass consciousness, how that might be affecting you personally and worldly. You know, headaches have to do a lot of times with the body's internal pressure system and environment changing. And so certainly on an individual level, none of this information is meant to take the place of any kind of medication or interaction with your medical doctor or plan that you're on. But to address it on a holistic and energetic level, headaches often have to do with an internal pressure, and I'm going to invite you to contemplate that that internal pressure has a lot to do with the external changes of the mass environment of not only, I'm going to say, Mother Earth, but planetary alignment as well. If we look at all the physical changes that we're going through, that we are not separate from, separation is an illusion, we are connected to all the form that exists, not only those that we give permission to exist in our lives, meaning other people and situations, but there's a lot of changes going on on a global level, planetary and interplanetary, and that involves a lot of shifts and changes as well. And you are going to feel those shifts and changes, even if you are not consciously focused on that direction or on planetary alignment. So headaches have a lot to do with what I invite you to contemplate is recalibration. And recalibration means a realignment, a rebalancing for you, with you, and yourself. And that means when you have a headache and you're not feeling like yourself, there's a possibility that instead of you feeling, or let's put it this way, instead of you taking the time to ground your energies and feel anchored and really get in touch with yourself in the beginning and morning of your day, there's a good chance that wherever you are in your walk of life and what your experience is, that you're focused elsewhere. You're probably and most likely focused on what's next, what didn't happen last night, and what needs to happen by the end of the day, instead of aligning and centering your thoughts, your focus and intention on yourself and the present moment. So my invitation to you is, first, you're not alone. Second, you're not alone in your headaches. You're not alone in not feeling like yourself. You're not alone in feeling lethargic and feeling up and down in your emotions. Now, let's take that as a sign to you and an invitation. You're not alone in any of that. However, let's individualize your experience of that. And that means let's invite you to really start your day off anchoring your energies, literally focusing on what you know you don't want to feel and what doesn't feel like you, what doesn't feel comfortable, and allowing yourself to name or claim those parts of yourself and allow them to be transmuted. It's almost like you're giving permission to first accept what is, what you're experiencing, and then to release it so that you can then call forth a more focused intention, centering, focusing yourself as anchored in the core of your energetic. So if you were to visualize rays of light from the core center of your being, so that would be, let's say, your solar plexus, which is housed underneath the heart center, and visualize rays of light going deep into the core of Mother Earth, if you will, and then rays of light from that location connecting you up into the Sky Nation or the angelic realm or your higher self or your higher dimension. So you're basically anchoring yourself on this dimension as well as on a higher level, but your focus is what you're giving life to. So don't try, because what we resist persists. Don't try and not, or rather ignore that you have a headache, ignore that you're not feeling like yourself, ignore that you're feeling lethargic, etc. Don't try and ignore that, because then you will give permission for those facets to be amplified to get your attention. Focus on them just enough to let them know I'm fully present and aware that these issues of uncomfortability in all different ways are present in this moment. And I give permission for those to be released and removed or transmuted, whatever your divine dialogue aligns with for you in accomplishing that, releasing and letting that go. You don't want to release and let an energy go. Energy doesn't die. It simply changes form. So you don't want to release that energy to go and then not replace that space in your, if you're having headaches in your head, in your emotional body, if you're not feeling like yourself, in your energy body, if you're feeling lethargic, in your emotional body, again, if you're feeling up and down. So if you've released all these aspects that you're aware of you don't want, then you want to replace what you do want. So then claim right away, focus, again, what you focus on, you give life to, focus your intention on communicating with your headache, communicating with what you just released, communicating with your head and letting it know, my mind and the environment of my head is at peace. It is calm. It is not pressurized. I removed all the pressure from it. It is comfortable in its balanced centeredness. Your emotional body, as an example, and again, for everyone listening and participating, only if it resonates. If you feel a connection to what's being shared, then make it your own. Otherwise, move on to the next subject. So then your emotional body, if you're feeling lethargic and your emotions are up and down and you feel all over the place, go ahead and release that chaos. I release my inner chaos. And in the place of that inner chaos, I call upon a centered, anchored feeling of connection to the place of peace within me that hasn't been disrupted by that chaos. So to my heart center, to my soul wisdom, to the part of you, whether you are daily experiencing that or not, but the part of you that, I would say your soul, knows and watches over you and has a, I would say, a view into your future about how perfect it will be and fulfilling your soul contract with you, so your soul contract with yourself. So what are you going to rest in comfortably? Will it be in your soul knowledge? I'm now talking about your emotional body. You are redefining and focusing your emotional body. You're individualizing your experience. The mass consciousness, we are all interconnected, is experiencing a lot of change. Some of it comfortable, some of it uncomfortable. What I'm sharing with you is acknowledge that you are a part of the one, and then individualize your experience and how you want to feel physically, emotionally, spiritually, and mentally for your day. Really re-empower yourself to set the longitude and latitude, if you will, of your focus so that everything that's coming at you is informed by your energy body before it affects you of how you invite it to affect you. Instead of not, let's say, individualizing your experience, then you experience what the mass consciousness is experiencing. There's nothing wrong with that, but if you are wanting to experience a different aspect of yourself as well, then you need to claim it, empower yourself with it, name it, letting yourself know that you give yourself permission to release what is not working for me today and to claim what is. Feeling lethargic, a lack of energy, feeling tired, depressed, feeling either heights of energy and then no energy. That, again, also has a lot to do with the shifts and changes, with the realignments going on, not only worldly but globally, also environmental pressure, changes in oxygen levels externally, then internally. Our bodies are wired at all times to not only survive, but thrive. In almost all situations, your body will adapt itself to and fight for its right to feel absolutely the not only the permission, but the ability to feel its new comfort level. So what that means is, if you're feeling lethargic, a lack of energy, etc., there's a possibility that your physical body is using a lot more energy to assist you on a higher dimension, on an energetic dimension, on a even on a physical dimension, on different levels, etc. And what I'm talking to you about is integration, how to integrate all of these different aspects. You might feel fragmented right now. You might feel like there's a lot of parts of you that you can't access, control, or bring in, but you can. And the invitation to do so is to first give yourself the empowerment of remembering that what you're feeling is not necessarily abnormal, it's not wrong, it's not a sign from your body to you to be in chaos, but instead, it's the knowledge that all the changes in 2012 that are happening, you are a part of, you're not separate from. And those changes are going to be registered within your physical, emotional, and mental body. And so how do you create a new dialogue to communicate with all those facets of yourself that are responding and reacting to what's going on in the energetic, vibrational, and electrical pulse of this quickened rate of speed, if you will, and calibration of the planets. So if anybody's still with me, let me just say that what I'm saying to you is you have what it takes to realign, to redefine, to focus, and to give a new definition, and then to integrate it all. Give yourself a chance to basically say, I am going to individualize my experience today and apply some of what I've shared with you. If it doesn't resonate or you don't have a connection with it, make it your own. And now let's talk about, people have been writing in about changes due to work, relationship, possible travel, or moving to another home. And I'm actually reading from one particular question, but it comprises several individuals' questions that came in as well. So, you know, changes at work, changes in relationship, all of that I mentioned, definitely will affect you in a intense way. Because right now, whether you're feeling fabulous or whether you're feeling horrible, things are in either direction intense. And here's the good news, folks. The intensity matches the rate of speed that is quickening. And so do know that if you're feeling negative, that is temporary. And now if you're thinking, well, does that mean if I'm feeling positive, that's temporary? Yes. If you're feeling positive, it doesn't mean that positive feeling is temporary. It means that you're not going to shoot back down like a pinball machine back to negativity, but be mindful as well that you might go from an extreme of, let's say, intensity in headaches and lethargy and issues, feeling overwhelmed emotionally, that the rate of speed is quickened so much that there's an intensity there almost in your face, if you will, from your environment personally and worldly, saying, deal with me, deal with my issues, deal with, I just heard somebody saying in the room, what about even people in your face saying, deal with me? And yes, if you have a physical relationship or an emotional one or a mental one where the person in your life is saying, deal with me, things are intense right now so that you will deal with it, to move through it or to release it, but to do something with it. To do nothing with it is, on one level or another, to give it permission to be there in your life, the way it arrived, the way it's been hanging around, and that you're just trying to sustain it. So do know that the positive is you're not going to bounce back and forth from a negative to a positive back to a negative, but the quickened rate of speed means you're going to go from a negative to a positive and then balance out, okay? So remember that as well. You know, changes at work, definitely. If you feel that there are changes at work going on, just be mindful that you can question yourself very much all that you'd like. But if you're feeling something, most likely there's a part of you that's ready for a change in your work before your work even offers you that opportunity. So be mindful that if you're already contemplating a change in relationship, work, or in your life, and nothing in your external world necessarily has, you haven't received a letter or a warning or you haven't been told that, but you're feeling it, it's because you're already ready for that change. And there's something about that change that you're ready for that speaks to you about you individualizing your experience, and making that change possibly might also relieve you of the pressurized place that you have maybe defined that you have to stay in, that it's your only way to survive in, or you can't see your way out of. So be mindful that if you're feeling changes coming up or you're feeling called to travel, then there's something there for you. And if your external world has not offered you that, then it's time that you offer it to yourself. So, I thank the many individuals that wrote in about the similarities in that question, because it's definitely one that is prominent at this time. You know, a lot of people have written in about personal and worldly transformation. Is there a connection, a reaction, a healing? And I invite everyone, don't count yourself out of the equation. If you feel better and you have a revelation and you're dwelling in love, it matters as much, if not more, than the impact of the negativity in the world. So even if you feel like your experience, just you yourself, is not having an impact or it's not a big enough impact to create a change in the world, know that it does. Know that it does create a change in the world. And it does as much as an example to you. For one person to have negativity, that's one thing. But for many people to gather in a group is and have negativity, that creates a bigger volume, does it not? And in the same way, positive, light-filled. To have one individual that's positive and to have others join that individual is to expand that light-filled opportunity and to draw to it as much light as it is attracted to it, and vice versa. But many people that are feeling out of control in the personal and worldly transformations that are going on, again, don't count yourself out of the equation. If you feel like you can't move into a positive space because you're in a negative space, I cannot emphasize enough the importance for you to grab a book, a poem, a picture, look in nature, look at your pets, whatever it represents to you, whatever object represents to you, rather, a positive or an opening for a positive to remind you that that place, that writing, that vision, that picture can begin an equation of awakening within you to allow a different type of energy to come in and for you to start embodying. It's not as though you're going to move from a negative place to an immediate happy place. It means you have to allow yourself and invite yourself to reach for balance. And the balance of a negative would be positive. And when you allow yourself to reach for something that represents positivity, love or light for you, then you are allowing the equation of the world and what exists in it to work with and for you, with you and through you. So we all know that there's more than enough negativity on many different levels and venues to affect the cause and the outcome of everything from depression to physical imbalance. Do not forget that just as much information and just as much impact on in a positive capacity lives within balance with the negativity upon this earth at the same time. Is it going to be an aspect where you all of a sudden wake up and experience it? It's possible if the night before you give yourself permission to awaken in a place of balance, you're not trying to fight with your negativity, but if prior to going to sleep, you give yourself permission to wake up and experience the opposite side of what you've been experiencing, even if those are the only words, the intelligence within you knows itself well enough to prepare the morning to be a different experience for you and with you. Now here's the part, the piece or the golden key to turn, and that is, you can ask to be reminded. You can reach out to this dimension and all the beauty of it. You can apply all of the holistic and non-holistic teachings and paradigms to yourself. But you are the one that has the final say-so. So you can throw everything, including the kitchen sink, at yourself to create change. But if you have not given permission for that change to be created, you will not experience it. And that means you will duck in everything, all the flowers and all the beauty and everything that you have looked into will stay superficial. You'll see it visually, but you will not feel the depth of it. You won't feel the physical alteration of it because you haven't given yourself permission. And this is what I'm talking about. To say, yes, I want a change in a positive direction. I want to feel empowered. I want to feel rich. I don't want to deal with problems anymore, and I want to feel healthy. That's one thing. And be mindful not so much to ask so much for you what you want, because at times you do then create the energetic equation and pulse of wanting versus receiving. So I invite everyone to, instead of saying I want all those things, I am openly receiving them now. So not only are you claiming them, you're allowing yourself to receive them now in your life. And then what can be the key that really makes a difference for you and with you and through you is the actions that you take. The actions that you take are either going to support the statement of your truth that you just made to yourself and the universe, or your actions are going to completely erase them, and this is how. If you give yourself permission to receive all the love and the wealth and the light and the beauty of who you are, etc., to be reflected in all that you are, and you give permission for it to be coming into your life. But then the minute that, let's say, decree by you or open statement is given by you, the minute that's done, you go and you create or you experience a non-loving action towards yourself from yourself, or you experience a dysfunctional and non-supportive action with yourself. As an example, it can be as simple as a thought. And believe me, I'm not saying you need to police your thoughts, but I am saying you need to be awake and aware that once you make a statement of choice, are your actions, including your thoughts, those are energetic actions, supporting that choice. And that means, are you making a thought that's positive, and then right after that thinking, well, I'll believe it when I see it. Or, yeah, well, that didn't happen, so I guess nothing else is. So you just need to be mindful that whether it is a spoken thought or an emotional one, that you don't replace that and kind of sell yourself short. The other thing is, the huge opportunity of being alive right now in 2012 is the opportunity to create tremendous changes in the fastest and most quickest supported way that's ever existed. So right now, you probably on a personal and maybe even universal way or worldly way see that people are getting the opportunity, creating the opportunity to have their truth heard in a much more flowing and easier way than ever before with mass media and all different ways and forms. So my invitation is, before you think about getting your truth heard or having others hear it, you can go ahead and do it at the same time if you'd like, but my invitation to you is, if you want to empower yourself and get to know yourself in a way that takes you to the next level of your life, whatever that vision, that dream, and if you haven't given yourself permission to have a vision or a dream, it's time to do so now, and then take the action to experience that possibility. As an example to you, if you ever wanted to be a painter, sculptor, a writer, write that first word. The next day, write the second word, etc. That's action supporting the statement of truth. That's you saying to the universe, I'm open to receiving the truth of who I am and allowing that truth to move through me and from me. The other thing is, how can we cultivate in this time of personal and worldly transformation, how can you personally cultivate worldly transformation if you don't first cultivate it with yourself? It's really important that you cultivate your personal transformation before you try to affect the world. And that means do your own work, create your own joy, know that you can touch that place within, and then reach out to others. By no means whatsoever am I saying don't help people or be out there or share your truth, your story. I think quite the opposite. Do. The time is now. But don't do it in a way that you're hoping the sharing and other people discovering you, quote unquote, is going to replace the places within you personally that you haven't cultivated yet. And even if they do, let's say there's a moment in your day or in your life that people are lifting you up and holding you there, and you are feeling maybe the biggest version of who you are. You're feeling like anything's possible. You're feeling so much joy. You're feeling found. Make sure that when everybody leaves for that day, that you can tune into yourself and still feel that bigness and that found feeling. Because whether you're in a room of one person or in a room of 1,000 people, what you are allowing yourself to feel is not so much based on who's in the room, it's based on your permission to allow it to flow within you. So my invitation to you is before you try and affect worldly transformation, that you recognize that personal transformation is what affects worldly transformation. That's how we are interconnected. And so many people go through different routes to reach that place. And so there is no one route. There are many routes, and we see that now in the world more than ever. So make it your own. Make your own route. And if burden and problems and struggles in your walk of life right now is all you're experiencing, then bless you from the top of your head to the tips of your toes. Bless you upon blessings, and may those blessings be allowed to reach you and invited in by you, and may you allow the true light of who you are to affect those struggles by creating solutions for you, or even giving you the energy and the empowerment that you need to keep going and to show up for the next day. And to know that there will be balance there. If you are steeped in deep struggle right now, know that the quickening I spoke of earlier, and I invite you to hold on to this if it resonates with you. The quickening we spoke of earlier, if you are steeped in negativity and struggle or depression or hardship, that is temporary, even if it already feels too long for you. That is temporary, and there will be a shift, and you will experience the same intensity that you have been, but on the positive realm. Do not fear the negativity that you're in, that's where you will remain, but be mindful that the same intensity that you're feeling will be matched in a positive way. And that is with the direction that you're going in. So, personal worldly transformation often has to do with healing, not just individually, but healing the world. Right now, if you feel that you need a healing in order for any of what's been shared to be able to be contemplated by you or to even be heard, then I invite you to do a visualization. And that is to visualize your perfect vision of yourself, the most perfect, exactly, like I said, strongest version of yourself in all the capacities that you exist, and then allow that version of who you are to shake your hand or to embrace you and hold you, and allow all of that perfection that you have literally given permission to see visually or to contemplate energetically, invite that energy to move through your physical body, to move through your energy, your vibrational body, your electrical body, and give yourself permission to say all of these parts that are perfect, whole, and complete, I allow them to become not only and remain, but to become a part of me, and I give myself permission. And let me just mention, when I say I give myself permission, why am I saying that? Isn't that silly? It isn't, and this is why. When you give yourself permission to experience something, it means your critic and all the parts of you that would stand in the way of you embracing the most perfect, whole, and complete part of you have just moved aside. When you say, I give myself permission, all the critic and the negative part of you or the part of you that would give you reasons why you shouldn't, you wouldn't, and it won't work, those move aside when you say, I give myself permission. I'm going to reach in there and I'm going to grab the most perfect, strong, illuminated, light-filled, loved-filled part of my DNA. And I'm going to allow that DNA to come forth within my cells and from all the distortion of my cells for them to become whole, perfect, and complete. From the distortion of my emotional body to my body being loving, strong, and kind, and full of wisdom. From my mental body, from a negative voice and a critical voice to a loving, kind, and higher vision mind. So you have the ability within you to navigate what's going on, not only for you, but around you. And the way that would be is instead of focusing only on what's not working. It would be like a car. Let's say it's a sports car, okay? And it has, I don't know, 15 gears. Is that possible? And it has the ability to fly. I mean, it's very different. It's very individualized. It has all these abilities that the other cars don't, okay? But the car doesn't know that about itself. It doesn't know that about itself because its driver doesn't use those parts. Its driver doesn't use the parts of the vehicle that make it not only stand out, but make it, allow it, rather, to have the experience of its magnificence. So you're the driver, and this sports car that is off the charts, or if sports cars don't resonate with you, put there whatever does. So this concept that's off this chart and magnificent is very much needing. So you are the driver, and your physicality, your life, your reactions, and your interactions with your life and your environment, is a vehicle. And so all of a sudden, you go from how is this possible to how is it not possible? And this is why. If you were to get into, again, my explanation of a sports car, if you were to get into a sports car and all of a sudden you saw a kid fly and speeds were off the charts, it could travel interdimensionally, I mean, it could do all of this stuff, do you feel for a moment that you would park the car, get out, go live your life, when you got back into the car, you would never touch those instruments or those gears again that took you into orbit or took you into the magnificence of what the car had to offer? Of course you would. And that is what I'm saying is, once you experience for yourself that you have what it takes within you and around you to be the driver and the magnificent vehicle, and you experience what's possible when all the reasons that you give yourself as to why it's not possible, you allow to be moved out of the way because you give yourself permission to stand in the light of the possibility that it is possible, you'll never go back. You'll just move forward. Once you free yourself into a mental, emotional, and spiritual state of, yes, I am. I am here. I matter. What I say matters. And the very presence of who I am, regardless of the state you're in, it doesn't, you matter so much that regardless of the state you're in, if you are sick, well, if you are poor, rich, if you are whatever your state of being is, you matter so much to the universe and to the connection of all that is, that your experience that you're having of yourself in the moment does not define to the universe that you are not complete. Let me explain. You might be having a really bad day, and you might be feeling physically very bad as well. But that does never, ever does that take away from the fact that the universe has counted you in. Why? Because you're here. So you're counted in, meaning that your presence, not the bad day you're having, but just simply your soul signature, your soul's presence here in your physical form, regardless of what that physical form is doing, looks like, or feels like, makes a difference to the balanced equation of planetary and environmental harmony, as well as the balance of the physical dimension and the shifts and the changes it is making to incorporate you and where you are and that your soul is. I'm going to be quiet for a moment and let you sink all that in. You matter, we all do, to the extent that what lesson you're experiencing in your form, good, bad day, great relationship, bad relationship, epiphany, revelation, wherever it is in your journey, your soul, your higher self, resides in a place of full knowing that it knows, regardless of the lesson you're here to learn, your soul, the beauty of who you are, your presence, is here for the bigger version of you. And that bigger version of you, that magnificence that you are, is aligning to who you are personally, but also that you are, that you exist in this physical realm. So if that's not cause for celebration, I don't know what is, because it is cause for celebration. It means wherever you are in your journey, in your faith, in your walk of life, in your health, in your mental body, in wherever it is you reside, that in your struggle or in your triumph, that you matter beyond, you matter tremendously there, but that you also matter beyond that. And that your presence here counts. It counts in a way that it would be like you matter as much as the wall or the ceiling of a home matters. So if we remove that wall and it's a weight-bearing wall structure, the entire structure is going to fall. So that's how much you matter. If we remove you, or you remove yourself, or you think you don't count, if you are no longer there, then what you represented collapses, and there's another shift and another change. I received another question tonight, and thank you so much for all of your questions and your inquiries. Again, this I will have to honor this process, which I am enjoying thoroughly, and hopefully others are, in answering some more questions in 2 weeks in the next show, because there's been so many. But please keep them coming. But another question that I received had to do with mass groups of people passing on and how that affects the environment physically, vibrationally, and on all other levels. There is a divine orchestration occurring at all times. It goes far beyond the mental knowledge and scope of information. Nonetheless, it is there. It is always there. And so, when there, wherever in the world, wherever on Mother Earth, sacred Mother Earth, wherever there is a mass exodus of groups of people, regardless of how that mass exodus occurred, there is a tremendous shift vibrationally, energetically, electrically, on all levels of our physical environment, as well as our internal environment. So physically, individually, your body is going to be adapting to a shift and a change, minutely, but nonetheless, it will be there. And to many light workers on the earth, it's not minute at all. In fact, it's quite intense and prominent. But nonetheless, when large massive groups of people leave the earth and move into another dimension, there is always a rebalancing, and sometimes Mother Earth does that through earth changes. Sometimes it is done energetically without earth changes involved. It really depends on where the energy was and is in that moment. But there is always a shift and a recalibration and a redefinition and a realignment that occurs when one person leaves the earth, let alone a large group of people do. So please know that there is an intense angelic presence at all times, not only watching with and over humanity, but certainly Mother Earth, and an adjustment. Adjustments are happening at all times, with great intensity now more than ever. And so really, a lot of the questions that have been answered, and there's so many more to answer again in the next show, are about creating balance, individualizing your experience, creating healing, adjusting your mental and emotional attitude to recognize how much you do matter, that you matter, and that you are part of the fabric of balance on this earth. And most certainly, you are. So I want to thank so much, heartfelt thanks, to all the people who wrote in and to all the people who are listening in deep gratitude. Some of the things we'll be talking about in some of the questions that we'll be addressing in the next show will be cellular negotiation, cellular collaboration, cell collapse, negativity. What is the purpose in many individuals that have lived in the past, and those who are in the present coming forth now? So ancestral truths, ancestral messages, ancestral healings, et cetera, et cetera. So please keep the questions coming. If you want to contact me again, it's my email is cynsam999@gmail.com. My website is Cynthia Sloan, and that's spelled C-Y-N-T-H-I-A, S as in Sam, L-O-N, the number 9.com. That's the website. And there's a lot of information. And go ahead and check out my blog if you haven't yet. There's even more information on what's happening in 2012. And know that you're not alone and that I'm on the phone usually 7 days a week if I'm not channeling and receiving messages, etc. And one of the things I can share with you as an observer of communication with people all over the world is most individuals are feeling an acceleration. They're feeling a quickening. They're feeling a connection, a stronger connection. And at the same time, they're feeling more alone than ever. And so I say to all of you, if I could get us all into one room so that we can all see each other and acknowledge each other, I would. And guess what? We are. And what I mean by that is we are all in one room, and that one room is Mother Earth. And we are all under one roof, and that is Father Sky. And we are all here together. But I will one day get you all in one room to meet each other. So just know that you're not alone. And if you're feeling alone, it's most likely I want you to contemplate if it resonates only. And if it doesn't, throw it out. But if it does, contemplate that if you're feeling alone, that most likely that feeling is because there are many others who are feeling it as well. And so I invite you to talk to that feeling and let people know on the other side of the world, if you're feeling alone, I'm here. And you might just feel in return that that feeling of aloneness dissipates a great deal. Why? Because you've reached out beyond your physicality to another and they've reached back. It's real and it can happen and is happening. So stand in the light of that possibility as well. So tune in 2 weeks from tonight at 8 p.m. to Awakening Matters, and yes, it does matter. And this is Cynthia Sloan, and as always, if it resonates, make it your own. Good night, and bless you.